It might sound strange to people who get REI's catalog dumped through their mail slot, but many people just don't know what to do with the outdoors. What shoes to wear, where to go, what to bring, how to pack it out, and how to avoid ticks and snakes.
Oh, so this is the trailhead here.
This is it.
Marlon Mendez is taking me through a trail into the deep woods. It's hard to believe we're just a few steps away from a row of suburban homes in Wenatchee.
This is one of the most widely used trails in the Wenatchee Valley, and it's called Saddle Rock.
Mendez is an outreach manager for Columbia Valley Community Health. The health center provides care to everyone, but particularly underserved and underinsured populations like migrant farm workers. She says a large percentage of the center's clientele is Latino. This demographic is especially vulnerable to diabetes and obesity. Diet and exercise can help, Mendez says, and that's why the docs here are busting out prescriptions for mountain hikes.
It's just getting that awareness out that you can exercise, it's free, and it's right in your backyard.
The program is now in its second year, and Mendez says they're already seeing changes on the trails.
You definitely see a lot more younger families using the trails. Today, a lot more Latino families that are out there and, hiking is part of a family thing to do.
In fact, as we huff up a steep grade, two young Latina women skitter their way down. Kimberly Carrillo is 19.
I like coming up here. This is my first time this year, but I've came a lot of times.
But for her friend Lily Esquivel, it's a first. She looks a bit out of breath.
It's tiring. But it's good. Good workout.
Moments later, Bob Bugert walks up the trail to meet us under a scaly-barked pine. He heads the Chelan Douglas Land Trust.
Well, Anna, this is a culmination of many years of work by the Land Trust.
Bugert guided the nonprofit campaign to preserve these 3,000 acres of foothills right outside of Wenatchee's urban core. His group partnered with Columbia Valley Community Health to help get novice hikers out on these trails.
Folks that really don't have the means to get out into the backcountry, they can get to these areas and have a meaningful outdoor experience to be with nature, to be with each other.
Bugert's dream is to secure enough wildland so that no matter where people live around Wenatchee, they'll be 10 minutes from home to trailhead. And he's welcoming the next series of hikes for health. That starts in September and October. Doctors, ready your pens. I'm Anna King in Wenatchee.